Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, in hour number one. The conversation continues. That's right. We're getting you ready for Super Bowl 51 with Freddie Coleman from ESPN Radio. Okay, so you were talking about the Patriots and the Steelers. I want to ask you this while we have you on the show tonight. I mean, were you surprised how they were able to dominate the Steelers? And you know, a bit surprised by, you know, Mike Tomlin and his crew that they were not able to come up with a different game plan.
Yeah, I really was, Alyssa, because I didn't think Pittsburgh was going to beat them, but I thought it'd be a better showing.
I agree.
Defense would play a lot better, and I'm really surprised that they were not able to do that. It seemed to me that they were playing so lax and really scared a little bit, that they were so concerned about, well, if we get pressure on Brady and we don't get to him, he's going to make a big play. So they decided to play loose, and that didn't work either. I'm really surprised that he did not make that adjustment to get after Tom Brady and get pressure on him and move him off his target spot and get him into a situation where he has to try to make plays on the move. That really surprised me, and I honestly believe when Le'Veon Bell got hurt, I thought it was a collective hanging of the heads, not just the offense, but also the defense. It was as if they looked at that and said, well, we don't have Le'Veon Bell to take pressure off of us. What are we going to do? And the coaching staff and the players were not able to overcome that and make that adjustment. That's the one thing that really surprised me, was that they didn't rally around the fact they didn't have one of their best players, one of the best running backs in the National Football League. It was as if they seemed to concede defeat, that they were not going to find a way to get it done on the road in New England. That really surprised me about the Pittsburgh Steelers last Sunday.
Okay, Freddie, so give us your reaction to Ben Roethlisberger's comments on radio. What message do you think he was trying to send to management in terms of, you know, with him voicing his displeasure in that particular radio interview? And do you think he is seriously considering retirement?
He may be considering it, but he's going to be under center, Alyssa, when 2017 rolls around, the opening day of the regular season. I get it. He has been beat on a lot. He's taken a lot of punishment. To me, that was frustration from the fact that they got that close again. It was the third time he played Tom Brady in a championship situation, and the third time he has lost to Tom Brady. I think that was more frustration than anything else. And let's be honest, and I'm a Ben Roethlisberger fan. I believe he's an elite quarterback. I know he's an elite quarterback in the National Football League. But he's always had that touch of being a drama trauma queen throughout his NFL career. That when things aren't going right, well, woe is me, well, I'm doing my best, and guys have got to help me. That's always been part and parcel of the deal that has been Ben Roethlisberger. So, and he's talked about this before in terms of that the NFL is so physical and so tough that he's always wondered how guys are not dying on the professional football field. And I didn't think he was over the top by saying that, because I've wondered that as well. But this was just a little bit over the top, even for Ben Roethlisberger, because there's not one person that has played with him or coaches him that believes he is going to retire. That's not to say that he's not thinking about it. I just don't think he's going to put that in place in 2017 and in 2018. He has 30 million reasons to not walk away from the National Football League, and that is the mean green money that he is going to be paid by the Pittsburgh Steelers to still be their starting quarterback.
So if you're a Steelers fan, I mean, you shouldn't be hitting the panic button. I mean, you know, we love how authentic, you know, as journalists, you know, when Ben brings this message, but really, I mean, so we shouldn't panic.
No, the Steelers fans, I guarantee you Steelers fans aren't panicking. I mean, there's going to be one or two part of that lunatic friends that eat, breathe, and live the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if things go wrong, their whole year is ruined. But I think the casual, the average Pittsburgh fan, even the hardcore one on average, they're looking at that and saying, okay, until we see that press conference announcing your retirement, we understand you're frustrated. We're frustrated too. But we believe you'll be under center when the season starts later on this year.
I want to back up just a bit. You know, you were talking a lot about Tom Brady, the pressure that is on him in this particular Super Bowl. What is your belief in terms of, you know, a lot of folks are talking about how he is perhaps the greatest quarterback of all time. Quantify that for us, I mean, and quantify his greatness.
Well, look at how the Patriots have been a Super Bowl contender essentially every year for the last 15 years. That is hard to do in the NFL for a 2 or 3 year stretch. We've seen Seattle do it, and now they're starting to back up a little bit. Green Bay did it for a little bit. They're backing up a little bit. Same thing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. New England, and I get, they're in the division that's a winnable division in the AFC. They have not had that real challenger that stymied them year after year. But nobody's really had that in any other division, so that argument doesn't hold water with me. The fact that each and every year, when you talk about Super Bowl contenders, automatically the New England Patriots are going to be at the top of the list. And Tom Brady has done this without a Hall of Fame wide receiver. The guy that he's had that's been one Hall of Fame wide receiver throughout his tenure has been Randy Moss, and he only had him for 3 years. He's been able to do this, even with liberal passing rules in the National Football League, with the Deion Branches and the Wes Welkers and the Amendolas and the Chris Hogans and the Julian Edelmans. Those guys, you can put them on any other team. They may not even make the team. But he's been able to make those guys stars with the New England Patriots. And to me, that's been the ultimate measure of greatness with Tom Brady. A lot of guys have had Hall of Fame players in the backfield on the offensive line. Can you imagine Tom Brady had Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin his whole career in the backfield?
Great point.
Troy Aikman did with the Dallas Cowboys. Who knows what his numbers would look like? The fact that he and Bill Belichick have been able to do this year after year in an ever-changing National Football League and still get to a Super Bowl seven times and going for a fifth ring, to me, that's the ultimate measure why I think if he gets ring number five, he's going to go down as the greatest quarterback in the history of the league.
Well, it's incredible how they have been able to strategize together, work together. And I think the other thing, too, that you have to touch on, Freddie, is how they have weathered such dramatic public controversies, and they've been able to still come out on top. I mean, we talk about Deflategate, him sitting out four games at the start of the season. But, you know, look who's standing. The cream rises.
One of the things that's been another hallmark of them, they're very good at insulating things. They don't allow mistakes
to stay in their building.
Mm-hmm. If you're a player that is not working out for them, they'll just cut you loose. They do not care when it comes to that. Bill Belichick's not interested in saving the feelings of people if he believes that you can't work for him. Whether it's been a player, Aaron Hernandez, Rob Gronkowski with an injury, they don't say, okay, what are we going to do? They figure out a solution. No Rob Gronkowski, that means Chris Hogan and Martellus Bennett, they get the ball more, we run the football more. But they're not going to let it affect their football team and overwhelm their football team. We've seen slight things throw teams off the rails. Slight things don't bother New England, but big things don't throw them off the rails either. That's a testament to the organization, whether it's Robert Kraft, the owner, Bill Belichick, the head coach, and especially Tom Brady, their quarterback.
Okay, my final question for you is when we talk about Tom Brady, he's still strong, he's steady, he's at the top of his game. I cannot believe that he is 39 years of age. I mean, he looks like he's in his mid-30s or even younger. How much is left in his tank? I mean, what do you think? I mean, how many more years will we as NFL fans, as football fans, have the opportunity to watch the great Tom Brady?
I think he'll play at an elite level for another 3 years, and then I think we'll see that drop with Tom Brady. And I remember having this conversation 5 years ago with a friend of mine who said Brady was nearing the end. I said, he's got another 5 years playing at an elite quarterback level, then we'll see a drop-off. Well, 5 years later, and I'm adding on to that number that I said 5 years ago.
Yeah.
He keeps his body in great shape. He keeps his mind in great shape. And when you have that self-belief that you're going to find a way to get it done. He's still throwing the ball, Alyssa, as well as he's ever had in the National League, even at close to 40 years of age. When you're able to be that cyborg that Tom Brady is, I don't put anything past him. And he's openly talked about he wants to play until he's 45, 46 years of age. I think he'll do that, but not with the New England Patriots. But being an elite quarterback, I could see that happening in 2017, 2018, 2019. And I think right about 2020, that's when we'll see the line be drawn and Tom Brady not looking like the Tom Brady that we're used to seeing.
Well, his beautiful wife, that's his secret weapon, right?
That'll keep you young and want to stay prosperous when you're married to somebody that A, looks like that, B, makes more money than you, C, gives you great motivation every time you wake up in the morning.
Oh, she's gorgeous. And we love having Freddie Coleman with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Check him out, ESPN Radio. Thanks so much, Freddie, and hopefully we'll see you down here in Houston, okay?
My pleasure. Listen, always good to talk to you, my friend, and you have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number one at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.